Gender reassignment surgery can cost thousands. Students at Memorial University are raising money to take the financial stress off gender transitioning students. All the money goes in what they call a trans fund. Caitlin Denies is a member of Intersections, Memorial's resource center for marginalized genders. She says that though she's not transgender, she recognizes the importance of Transgender Day of Visibility, which will take place this Saturday.
A lot of trans folks are kind of, they're obviously becoming more visible in society, but I think a lot of the time they're not as much in the public eye as they should and could be.
Sebastian Poole is a non-binary student who identifies as neither male nor female. They say that Transgender Day of Visibility gives a voice to the voiceless.
Me personally, I usually am not seen as a trans person because I'm not passing. And so on days like these, I can go on social media and use that tag and, you know, show people like not every trans person looks the same.
TJ Jones is a trans student here at College of the North Atlantic. He says that among many things, the lack of representation in the community is a big struggle. But he hopes that this event will bring attention to the problems that exist within the community.
I think it actually puts our issues into the forefront for folks and gives them a reason and a context to actually talk about it, not just in, you know, relation to, I guess, those tight or the headlines and stuff that you see about all the people that are dying all of the time through acts of violence, you know. It celebrates us actually being visible and having representation that isn't about us in crisis.
Students hope that with a day like this, more people will try to understand the trans community. And not only that, make an effort to help take the financial stress off transitioning students. For Kicker News, I'm Ashley Shepard.